it less complicated. I think I've been fortunate in the designers that I worked with on this project because they have taken a very great interest in the whole problem. Now then, what do you have to do this? It means that the designer is going to have to learn some medicine. I don't think that's particularly bad for him. And my experience is that most of them are interested in doing it because he has to understand the problem. I think when the designer is engaged in helping to clarify a scientific problem, we don't want him, that is, his function there is not just as a drawer of graphs or as a depictor of cross sections of sheep ticks, although those jobs have to be done. I think that the maximum effect is attained when the designer is a co-planner of the article as a whole. The way we go about it is that we gather together the material that we have to present and talk it over. I give him my ideas as to how I think the thing might be presented, and try and get across the main ideas that are to be presented. And we have then all the illustrated material that is available, and we look that over. It then becomes a problem of deciding which of the facts are to be presented as the written word, which of them are to be presented as illustrations, or perhaps a series of illustrations with captions, which of them are presented to be presented in diagrammatic form, which one shall we make graphs of, which one shall we use tables for. Then that isn't all either. We have to consider the arrangement of these things, so that there is a reasonable interplay between the different types of communication. As I say, we have to lure this fellow to read. Consequently, we better change his pace from time to time. We don't want to overburden him with reading, nor we don't want to tire him out with looking at too detailed graphs. If, however, we can intersperse these media of communication in such a way as to make an integrated whole, so that he first reads a little, he looks at the graph for a while, he looks at pictures, he reads some captions, he reads a little more, and so on. We're likely to carry him through what might otherwise be a complicated and tiresome discussion without, let's say, his realizing. We don't always accomplish that 100% by any means. However, it's rather interesting that when we get all through with such a thing, it may have while we have kept our eye on the objective, namely the idea of clarifying this particular subject, and we've considered very little of anything else. Still, in the end, these things often turn out to have a kind of beauty of their own. And as far as I've been able to judge, have been quite highly effective.
This achievement on a different and new plane, as we witnessed in Wednesday's movie show, I am certain that we are all enthusiastic about the UPA film creations in which he plays such a vital part. And I'm very happy that Ted is coming out and speak to us.